I'm Diane Nichols. I'm currently the Director of Equity and Inclusion at Winchester Thurston School. Born and raised Shaker Heights, Ohio, a suburb of Cleveland, Ohio. I lived there my entire life except when I went to college, but I went to college in Ohio too, Ohio University. So I have an undergrad degree in psychology, and I have a master's in counseling, community counseling. So I am actually a licensed professional counselor. I've been doing this work for over 20 years, and I chose to get into it after working in a school with mostly high school students who I saw struggle with a sense of identity and how to feel valued and affirmed in the communities that they were members of. So my role is basically designed to help the school community be more equitable and inclusive in its practices. There's a lot that goes into that, but overall, it's just reminding us to think about who's in the room and if what we're doing is really serving them. So I'm a licensed counselor who fell into this work. It wasn't my intention, but as an African-American female, I didn't really know what that meant to be an African-American female until I got older. And I became more aware of what I missed in my own development and understanding of who I am living in this society. We often think about our individual selves, but we have to think about our individual selves as members of a larger community. And so oftentimes how I see myself may not be how other people see me. Coming to terms with that and feeling affirmed and supported in the identity that matters most to me is what I think this work is all about. As young people growing up, sometimes your classmates or other people may have opinions about who you are, but how do we help you get really comfortable and clear about who you are for yourself? How do you learn how to love yourself, and how do we help you in that process? Whatever your identity is, we at this school and really beyond need to find ways to affirm and support people the way they want to be supported and affirmed. Because then you grow up into being really great people who can make a difference for somebody else. What's most rewarding are those moments in time where people hear people in the way they need to be heard, where a student can speak to feeling like the school cares about them, or an employee who may have felt marginalized or different begins to feel more like a member of the community. Where people who at some point in time may have felt really afraid or disenfranchised has that moment where they're applauded and accepted. The credo is part of why I came to Winchester Thurston, a school that has a credo that says think of the comforts and rights of others is grounded in diversity, equity, and inclusion work. In order to think of the comforts and rights of others, we have to think about who may feel like others and how are we making sure we're taking care of them and holding them in a way they need to be held. Everybody needs a somebody. Everybody. I don't care how big you are or how much you have going on. Everybody needs a somebody. Somebody who cares about you enough to support you and somebody who cares about you enough to challenge you. And we all have to change because we all live in a society that has taught us different ways of viewing other people that we have to challenge. So if the only way I know about a certain group of people is because I watch them on TV or on the news, it's probably not the whole truth. It may even be false. We all have stuff to learn and unlearn every day. Even people's perception about young people. You don't know enough, or your voice is not as valued. And then when you sit with fifth graders like yourself, and some of the things that come out your mouth, it's like, you're amazing, and you know more than we think you know, and you can do more than we believe you can do, and you actually are aware more than people believe you are aware of what's going on in the world around you. So we all have a lot of challenging to do for ourselves and others. We just got to stay in the game. Sometimes the grounding for all the skills is caring. At a very basic level, if you care about people other than yourself, you're already on the road. It's not always enough, because sometimes you need to know a little more. But at the basic human space, it's caring about somebody who may have a different story than yours. I think you all have that one.